News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. You can download the free local news app today. We're seeing the ripple effects of the strike against General Motors spread across the border. Unifor President Jerry Diaz, whose union represents Canadian auto workers, says more of those workers were laid off yesterday.
We had 1,200 laid off from the Oshawa complex yesterday. More will be laid off today, and the entire plant will be closed tomorrow.
Diaz says that auto suppliers in Canada and the U.S. are already laying off workers because of the GM strike. He expects GM's powertrain plant in St. Catharines, Ontario, to stop production next week if the strike continues that long. Michigan residents can now get breaking news and information from their local Michigan State Police post via an app on their phone. MSP Lieutenant Michael Shaw says MSP Mobile is a chance to stay in touch with residents who may not get their information from radio or TV.
I think it's going to get a lot of our younger residents that kind of rely on their smartphones and on that form of communication. A lot of them are going to want to have that, you know, one hit of an app button to be able to see what's going on with their state police post.
The app will provide users with instant alerts on traffic crashes, arrests, and criminal investigations in their areas. There's a video online on how to use the app at the state police website. State Representative Brad Paquette's teletown hall on Wednesday regarding auto insurance was well attended. His office tells us 6,011 people dialed in for the talk, which also featured State Representative Jason Wentworth of Clare. The two fielded questions about the auto insurance reforms coming to Michigan on July 1st of next year. The reform plan will allow drivers to select different levels of personal injury protection rather than being required to have unlimited coverage as they do now. Paquette and Wentworth said that will mean big savings for drivers depending on what coverage option they choose. Paquette says auto insurance has been the number one issue for his constituents, and so the town hall by phone was a good way to reach a large number of them. Many of the questions asked by callers had to do with Medicare and how it factors into the new reforms. The Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, or LARA, is gearing up to start offering licenses for marijuana businesses in the state now that voters have legalized the recreational use of the substance. LARA's David Harnes says the license applications will be available on November 1st. There are multiple kinds of licenses.
Among those are the ones that most people would realize, the retailers, the people who will be selling the marijuana at the retail level. They are required to have a medical marijuana license before they can get this one, and that's for at least the first 2 years. There's also growers and processors.
Part of the reason it's taken a while for LARA to get ready for licensing marijuana businesses is that the state law, approved by voters, requires consideration to be given to communities that will be disproportionately impacted by marijuana issues. LARA has a website set up to answer all the regulatory questions people might have regarding those businesses. We'll have a link to it at WSJM.com. Some contractors had to receive medical treatment today when they were exposed to carbon monoxide while working on a house in St. Joseph Township. The Township Police Department tells us it happened on Black Hawk Trail about 11:30 this morning. The contractors were using gas-powered tools when the incident occurred. The police and fire departments responded, and there were no fatalities. A couple of the workers did need treatment. The St. Joe Township Fire Department set up ventilation for the building, and the scene was mostly cleared by the early afternoon. Set for Monday is Lake Michigan College's annual transfer fair. LMC Career and Transfer Credit Coordinator Krista Elkins tells us there will be representatives from around 50 colleges and universities who can answer questions from students who plan to transfer.
They usually want to know if their course is transfer. So we work with that on the academic advising team, but it's great for them to hear it directly from the university. They can give them a better idea of what exactly they should take here in order to maximize all their credits.
The transfer fair is held the same day as LMC College Night, so they'll already have the reps of major institutions on hand. Elkin says common universities for LMC students to transfer to include Western Michigan University, Andrews University, and Grand Valley State. Lake Michigan College's transfer fair will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Monday at the gym at the main building on the Benton Harbor campus. Everyone's welcome. Preparations are well underway for the next KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores, and one thing we already know is that the Maker's Trail 19th hole will be back for the 2020 event. A KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Director Ryan Ogle tells us the 19th hole is a luxury tent that gives championship attendees a place to relax and also sample locally made beers, wines, and spirits. The menu for 2020 has been chosen.
So from the beer perspective, we've got Greenbush Brewery, Haymarket, North Pier, Watermark, and the Livery. So we've got some local representation and then the region as a whole. From a winery perspective, 12 Corners Winery, Round Barn, and White Pine.
Ogle says that the Maker's Trail 19th hole was a big success in 2018, so they're aiming to top it with next year's event. He notes a goal of the Senior PGA Championship is to have a long-lasting positive impact on the communities where it's hosted.
And it's a great opportunity for us to highlight one of the main attractions of our region, and that's the craft beer and wine and spirit industry.
And an upgraded ticket will give attendees special access to a covered pavilion with seating, TVs to keep an eye on the action, and a relaxed atmosphere. The Maker's Trail 19th hole will be located near the Harbor Shores 17th hole. Ogle says you can get tickets for the tent now. We'll have a link at WSJM.com. And a Marine Corps veteran is walking all the way around Lake Michigan to raise money to fight suicides among veterans. Travis Snyder is originally from Holland and embarked on his hike from Manistee nearly a month ago. He just made it to Illinois today after going through the Upper Peninsula and Wisconsin. He says in a Facebook video he's doing it to raise money for Mission 22, an organization in Oregon that seeks to help veterans with mental health struggles.
Each day, it is estimated that 20 veteran brothers and sisters are lost to suicide. And to me, that's 20 far too many.
Snyder will be heading into Southwest Michigan next week after reaching Chicago, likely tomorrow. He expects to be in St. Joseph next Thursday after starting out in Bridgman. Already some locals in St. Joe are looking to buy him dinner and find him a place to lodge when he gets to the Twin Cities. We're also planning to catch up with him. You can learn more about his journey at facebook.com/TravisHikesAroundLakeMI. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. President Trump, during a joint news conference today with the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, asked about additional sanctions that the White House says it's imposed on Iran following the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil production infrastructure. Here's Karen Travers.
President Trump today announcing the U.S. has placed new sanctions on Iran's national bank.
These are the strongest sanctions ever put on a country. We are at a level of sanction that is far greater than ever before with respect to Iran.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said these new sanctions will, quote, cut off all source of funds to Iran. The administration has not yet provided details of what these new financial penalties entail. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Donald Trump is meeting at next week's UN General Assembly with the leader of Ukraine amid a blow-up in Washington about a whistleblower's complaint that alleges wrongdoing in a private conversation that Trump had with a foreign leader, reportedly the president of Ukraine. The White House says that Trump will meet Wednesday with the Ukrainian president. The Trump administration warning the University of North Carolina and Duke University it will cut grant funding for a Middle East studies program unless they revise the curriculum. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
In a letter to the Duke-UNC Consortium for Middle East Studies, the Department of Education saying the program disproportionately portrays the positive aspects of Islam with an absence of any similar focus on the positive aspects of Christianity, Judaism, or any other religion or belief system in the Middle East. The Hill reporting that the Education Department is concerned that the UNC-Duke Consortium is not following congressional requirements for the grant, that students must learn a foreign language and hear diverse regional perspectives. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tech workers are demanding their companies do more to fight climate change. Hundreds of high school students in Miami Beach shouted, "Miami is under attack." In Richmond, Virginia today, protesters, many of them children, reminded leaders, "There is no planet B." Tens of thousands of people overflowed a square in New York City, including students who cut class. In protests around the world today, young people were leading the way in demanding action on climate change. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is the latest Democrat to drop out of the 2020 presidential race. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
In the 4 months since announcing his candidacy, Bill de Blasio tried to position himself as the anti-Trump.
I'm someone who does believe there should be impeachment proceedings, for example.
But so did everybody else in the race. ABC News political director Rick Klein says the whole time he was running, his campaign never really caught on.
I do think he contributed some energy and values into the debate, but this was a very crowded field. It's a little less crowded now.
The New York City mayor telling MSNBC's Morning Joe, "This just isn't my time." Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A man found dead in his vehicle in southeast Texas after floodwaters receded is at least the fourth person to have died in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Imelda. Police in Beaumont say the body of 47-year-old Malcolm Foster was found this morning in a Toyota Prius that was found in a flooded canal. The police say his family was later notified of his death. Walmart is ending e-cigarette sales. This comes as more than 500 people have been diagnosed with vaping-related illnesses and 8 people have died.
A Walmart company spokesperson says, given the growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity and uncertainty regarding e-cigarettes, we plan to discontinue the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products at all Walmart and Sam's Club U.S. locations. We will complete our exit after selling through current inventory. In May, Walmart raised the age to buy tobacco products and e-cigarettes to 21. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
23 states have sued to stop the Trump administration from revoking California's authority to set emission standards for cars and trucks. The lawsuit today comes a day after the Trump administration revoked California's authority to set its own auto emission standards. It argues the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration does not have the authority to revoke California's waiver from the Federal Clean Air Act. No early release for a Massachusetts woman who used text messages to urge her suicidal boyfriend to take his life. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Michelle Carter thought 7 months was enough. She wanted out of jail before her 15-month manslaughter sentence was up, but the Massachusetts Parole Board said no. The board said it was troubled that Carter not only encouraged her boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to kill himself, she actively prevented others from intervening in his suicide. The board called her statements and behavior self-serving, irrational, and insincere. Board members said early release would not be compatible with the best interests of society. Carter is still trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn her conviction, claiming her 2014 text to Roy amounted to free speech. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And big names and familiar faces on the big screen this weekend. ABC's Jason Nathanson has a box office preview.
It's Rambo versus High Society versus Brad Pitt at the box office this weekend.
You started this, I'll end it.
Rambo Last Blood, the fifth and supposedly last Rambo movie, could take the box office crown, but it'll get stiff competition from the Downton Abbey movie.
I'm going to have to sit down.
Both are tracking in the $20 million range, and indications are that the British drama might have the edge. And don't forget Brad Pitt.
They're going to come for you, you know.
His sci-fi space thriller Ad Astra isn't tracking far behind, maybe 15 million. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by RadioObsessed.com.